This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
First pitch, but free agency, hot and heavy, trades galore. Daniel Jones, as we talked about going into the top of the hour, 1 year deal with the Colts could be worth up to $17.7 million. Ravens obviously not playing in that one with this dude, but they have made a move, but watched others leave the nest. And here to talk about that from USA Today, the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline, Kevin Allstreicher. Kevin, good morning. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, you know, free agency always has those crazy moves that happen, but it just felt like yesterday it was going every couple minutes there was something else that was going on. So I think that for the Ravens, while they didn't make a move themselves, they lost some guys. I think they might have won free agency that day without even moving a finger because of all the overpays we saw, particularly on the offensive line.
And I was going to ask you about, well, the Ravens anyway, keeping Stanley good. We're Siskel and Ebert thumbs up on that one, I think, across the board. But of those who left yesterday, nothing's going to change their expectations for being one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. But who could they have, maybe kept around and would have still been an asset to the team?
I think when it comes to, if you factor in everything, I mean, it felt pretty likely that Patrick McCary and Brandon Stevens both were going to go, especially, again, as that offensive line market developed over the course of the day yesterday. But I think that they're definitely going to miss McCary's versatility as an offensive lineman. I know that, for him as a starter, there were a lot of ups and downs last season, but him being able to play all five positions, it's rare to find guys that can do that at the level that he did for Baltimore since being an undrafted guy for them in 2019. Obviously, I think you look at both inside linebackers too, where I almost predicted that they were going to sign at least one of those two guys, but both of them leave for other opportunities. So again, you look at some of the money these guys got. McCary got $37.5 million up to 39. Brandon Stevens got 36 over 3 years. With Ronnie Stanley coming back, felt pretty unlikely that they were going to be able to match those dollar amounts. If they had taken less money, then that might have been a different conversation. But we've seen a lot of these contracts come in for a lot of different players. A lot, even McCary and Stevens, for example, those guys are at least a little more proven than some of the guys that maybe even got $45 million or $50 million. So money's being thrown around left and right here. But I think if there was one guy that the Ravens might miss the most here, I think even if the Ravens upgraded that left guard position, which I think that they will and they should, I think McCary's versatility is definitely going to be missed.
Hey, Kevin, I tell you who was happy probably last night was Eric DaCosta. He's probably saying he probably put the formula in there and everything, compensatory picks.
Oh, man, you're talking fourth rounders, fifth rounders, seventh rounders. That's music to his ears. He was doing a little dance in the living room last night when you were talking about he can get those picks. So, yeah, and that's the thing, too, where I think when you talk about Baltimore's free agency approach and just kind of how they might go about signing guys this offseason. Again, the Ravens don't like to dive headfirst into day one of free agency. We know that. But they like to let the market develop. And with that, comes some of their guys leaving on day one. We know that teams like signing Ravens free agents because of, what they bring to the table. But now you have an opportunity. There were a lot of guys that were cut, released over the course of the final couple days before free agency started. And so I could really see Baltimore trying to go after some of those guys. You know, could a player like a Cooper Kupp be a wide receiver three for them? Rams didn't find a trade partner there. A lot of other guys have signed too, but you know, Baltimore, their formula is as many swings as they can get in that draft, they're going to want them because of how, especially with Lamar and all the other big contracts that they have, it's really important to hit not only on your first round draft pick, but on all the other rounds after that, mid round picks, late round picks. So, and any draft pick Garrett DaCosta can get, he's going to get it. Now maybe the one that he's looking at is Deontay Johnson going to get a deal that formulates into that formula too, based off them re-signing him? I'm saying no too, but any little advantage DaCosta can get, he's going to take it. So you know that he was happy about yesterday.
You hearing anything on Ricard?
I don't know if Ricard, I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer, you know, even a day ago, but then I think Kyle Juszczyk being released threw a little wrench into that. Now, I don't think Juszczyk will come to Baltimore. I know there have been rumblings about how he viewed his time with the team and, you know, why he ended up going to San Francisco in the first place, but I would still assume Patrick Ricard does come back. I know that Ricard's been very vocal in the past about his ability to, you know, that he's not just a fullback, to play multiple positions, him being an inline guy and, you know, can catch a pass out of the flat here and there. So he doesn't want to be paid like a traditional fullback. He wants to be paid a little bit more than that because of the versatility that he has. So maybe there's just some back and forth negotiation. I know when Todd Monken came in a couple of years ago, there was a lot of questions about, well, what is Ricard's role in this offense, this new offense going to be? And really, he hasn't missed a step. So I would still say the Ravens bring back Ricard. I think he's super valuable. There are a couple of players in this draft that, you know, even if you want to go undrafted, the Ravens could try to bring in to, you know, maybe even just be a backup to Ricard. And a couple guys, even like a guy that can play defense and offense like Ricard, did come into the NFL. But I'd say that the Ravens and Ricard probably agree to a deal. That's still my prediction.
Yeah, and otherwise the Ravens do have a little, you know, like if Ricard wanted too much, I'm sure they could get Juszczyk. It's different offensive coordinators, pretty much different coaches, you know, other than Harbs. I don't know what the issues were with Juszczyk that you were talking about.
Yeah, I think that if you talk about, you know, how both players end up matching up with one another, kind of comparing the two, Ricard obviously is bigger than Juszczyk is, and you know, he's more, a little more powerful, but Juszczyk, he can run routes out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. You can also line him up all over the place more so than you can with Ricard. So either way, if it is Juszczyk, if it is Ricard, both those guys fit the offense. It's a little different, but I still think that if it is Juszczyk over Ricard, and maybe the Ravens and 49ers just swap, or maybe one of those guys goes to Los Angeles with Jim Harbaugh and now Najee Harris over there now. So I don't know what that looks like, but I still think that it will be either one of those guys, and either one I'd be happy with. But I feel like right now, maybe the Ravens still lead in Ricard, but you're exactly right, where if he starts asking for too much money and he's not coming down on that price, then they can say, hey, okay, now we need to pivot, and there is a really good pivot option now available on the board.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now, for the draft, do you see, because of the addition of Metcalf and Pittsburgh and stuff, is it more important now to get that big safety at 27, possibly?
I think that within the first, I'd say probably 2 days of the draft, they're probably going to address that position. And if you talk about round one, where if a guy like Malachi Starks falls, I know people are talking about Nicky Minwori from South Carolina, you can make that pick. And I feel more than comfortable with that, especially because, you know, with Ardarius Washington, who they're still trying to figure things out with. Yes, Ardarius is an awesome player, but I feel like, you know, the more depth you can have there, the better. And again, no one really predicted what happened with Marcus Williams this year was going to happen with Marcus Williams. So you need somebody, and whether that is a rangy guy or someone you can put in the box a little bit more as well. Moving Kyle Hamilton around is his defense's biggest key. He played on the back end last season. He had a really good year despite all the scrambling that happened. But even if it's a guy like Xavier Watts, who's a fellow Notre Dame guy, maybe you pair up some Notre Dame guys together in Hamilton and Xavier Watts. You have options on the first couple of days that I think could really help out. I think with them re-signing Ronnie Stanley, they now have that flexibility again, where they're not a team that's going to reach for a guy at a position just because they need one. You can look back to last year's draft for examples of that. But now that Stanley's back on the books, you know, that need for a tackle, you don't need a guy to plug in at left tackle this season. You can look to a guard, look to a safety, look to a corner, and you're right, with DK Metcalf, they're a big physical receiver. You know, you might need to add another guy in that secondary maybe a little earlier than you thought you did if you're Baltimore. So a lot of great prospects in this class, and I think while people might dismiss safety because Kyle Hamilton and Ardarius Washington are there, I think Baltimore might go with one early.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. What's happening today? You know, I'm sure there's something you can figure out to write about, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of free agency stuff we're diving into, obviously, as news breaks, whether it be Ravens going elsewhere, Ravens signing guys, or just big deals that impact the team in general. We'll be covering it all over there at the Ravens Wire.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.